I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trooper O'Callaghan, a recent report shows that all six metropolitan areas in New York have seen an increase in vehicle miles traveled, which is a measure of total driving since 2019, with Buffalo seeing the largest increase in the state with a 24% increase in driving, putting it among the worst of the 100 largest metropolitan areas in the entire country. In addition, Buffalo's also had the second highest congestion increase of cities surveyed in this report. What have you been noticing at all with an increase in more cars on the road and congestion in the city of Buffalo?
So we definitely see an increase in vehicles traveled. And you got to remember that 2019, then obviously COVID started, and then we came out of COVID. We had a decrease in travel, significant decrease in travel in the 2020, 21, and even going into 22 years. So here we are, modern day, and you're definitely going to see an increase like we are. And everyone from this area knows the water tower is usually a log jam in the morning and in the afternoon, you know, beginning and end of work hours. And when we look at tickets issued statistically, which is kind of opposite of what they're telling us here, 2019 New York State Police Thruway and New York State Police Zone 2, which is our kind of in and around Buffalo area, issued over 58,000 tickets in 2019. And when we compare that to a 2022 comparison, we're 51,000. So either, obviously we gave out 7,000 less tickets in those two timeframes, but maybe we just have better drivers. But the congestion is, you know, different areas and traffic routes, whether you're near going to 290 to the water tower, you always get that congestion. It seems to be worse and worse, sometimes backing up the Sheridan, depending on obviously vehicle collisions. And then we do the flip side through Buffalo, the waterfront area, kind of where the Skyway is. If anything happens in there in the old toll area, for those familiar with the old toll area right by the Peace Bridge, that gets congested pretty good as you go into Buffalo, right around the Peace Bridge area. So we definitely see a backup, and it's a consistent thing that we deal with. Now, I don't know if that means infrastructure changes or things like that, but you can tell, I mean, Buffalo is booming. We see a lot of different, not only just restaurants, but a lot of different buildings and things being built as far as housing people. And not only that, but in and around the suburbs of Buffalo, we're seeing a lot of housing developments and things go up in those areas for calls of service even. So I imagine as things get more popular and Buffalo becomes more popular, more people may come to this area, which obviously increases your traffic flow.
Is there a particular time of the day that's worse than others that you've noticed or that you've had calls in, whether it be more so the morning rush or the afternoon rush or anything like that?
It depends. When we alleviated the toll, the Thruway Authority alleviated the toll barriers and went to the digital tolling, some thought, you know, now you don't have to stop for the tolls. But what we find is those areas are still impacted with quite a bit of traffic. Even though those toll barriers have been removed, you could drive through them at a pretty good pace. But it's a lot of the water. We always say the blue water tower, right? That's everyone kind of knows from this area what that is. It's where you have the 290 and 90 come together. Then you have the 33 right there going to the Buffalo Airport and or Buffalo. And that seems to be, I guess, a serious traffic pattern problem. And it's only because you have a lot of different people going to different areas. And that just happens to be, unfortunately, the hub of a lot of popular roadways coming together. So that will continue to be a problem. I don't know a fix on that. But in the morning, you know, anyone that travels that on their daily route between 7:30 to probably 9 o'clock, depending on if there's an accident or not, that could back up significantly in most directions. And then you have the 4 o'clock, definitely 5 and 6 o'clock time where you have it coming out of Buffalo and even the water tower going to. That's significantly slower in that area around the 33. And it's just, it's a traffic congestion right there. Has nothing to do really with the tolls, which everyone originally thought, but it doesn't. It's just high volume roadways, a lot of traffic coming together. Like any other major city, it just happens to be our problem spot.
What are some tips that you may have for those who may wish to either avoid the congestion on the roadways or maybe look to try to cut back on the number of vehicles on the road?
So when you say cut back on the number of vehicles on the road, I mean, that's dependent on the family structure, whether or not public transportation is available. And that's a harder choice to make, whether or not you take a car or not. But what we have seen is an uptick in e-bicycles, people with short kind of distances, whether to work or to a store, things like that. We're seeing the e-bike being very popular now. Get out, but it doesn't require you to pedal, I guess, and physically, push yourself or excel yourself, where the electronics of the bike can take you a little bit of the rest of the way. So we're seeing a lot of uptick in that, but unfortunately the downtick of that is we're seeing a lot of e-bike collisions with vehicles. But when we go into what do you do as an operator when you are caught in these situations where you anticipated being somewhere in 30 minutes and now it's 45 minutes because of the backup, make sure your car really never goes below a quarter tank of gas. You never know how long you might be in that situation. Have water, have snacks, make sure your phone's charged in case you are involved in a collision or you see something that you want to report. And I say that because we are going in, I hate to even mention this in Buffalo, but we are going to go into winter here in a very short period of time in the cold weather months. And you don't want to be trapped outside. I mean, right now your car breaks down or you run out of gas. It's 70 degrees. You'll be okay. We can get you the assistance you need. But in the winter, it's a very different story. 15, 20 minutes and you don't have a coat, a blanket, and your car has no heat. It could be a different story depending on your age and health. So make sure your car is properly gassed up and you have the appropriate things in your vehicle that you would need in the different weather conditions.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.